Hi there! You're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast with your host, MJ. It's great to have you with me here today. Before I get to the rest of today's episode, I'd first like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. They're not only a great place to play Magic the Gathering, but they also have all the accessories and sealed products you need to play Magic. So check them out at ggportland.com. Today's episode is another What I Like About episode, where I talk for a few minutes about things I particularly like about Magic the Gathering and its many formats. Today's episode is going to be what I like about 60 card constructed that doesn't belong in any other format. Now, you might be asking, hey, MJ, there's a whole bunch of different 60 card constructed formats out there. Which one are you talking about? Well, I'm here to talk to you today about just standard 60 card constructed the way I used to play Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Way back in the day when I was a kid. And that's also the way I started playing Magic the Gathering over a year ago when I first got into this great game. And that's through 60 card constructed with absolutely no real themes, no real synergy, just 60 cards smashed together into a deck with no real point other than to just play Magic. I started my Magic journey with one of the deck builder's toolkits from Ravnica Allegiance last year, and it was the first time I had really ever taken a look at Magic cards. It was a game that I found very confusing as a kid. I didn't really understand the whole concept, the nuance of it, and so instead I chose Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Respectively, which at the time were extremely popular with kids my age. And Magic just seemed like something that was much more difficult for me to really be able to understand. Obviously, it's a lot more different now, but, you know, I've aged, so a lot of the things that confused me as a kid don't really bother me anymore. But at the time, it was definitely something that was a barrier for me, and that's really why I didn't get into Magic until much later in my life. So when I bought the toolkit, I tried to understand how to play, I watched some YouTube videos, I watched especially the original Wizards of the Coast How to Play Magic video. I watched a couple gameplay vids, tried to understand how the game worked, and I effectively took 60 cards, basically looking through what I thought might be the best 60 cards in the toolkit, and tried to make a deck out of them. And while that deck was absolutely atrocious, don't get me wrong, it was some weird green-white deck that had absolutely no reason to ever exist outside of a toolkit, but there was something about that 60 card constructed that I really enjoyed. When I went to Friday Night Magic at my local game store, we didn't really have a tournament setting for Friday Night Magic. Instead, it was mostly just bring your cards, bring your decks, bring your friends, and let's just play cards. Didn't matter what format it was, didn't matter really if your deck was any good or not, you would just be able to get a couple of good games in with friends on a Friday night and really just be able to have fun. And it was through that 60 card constructed format with no real format, as we would define it now, that I really began to gain appreciation for the game. We were given a booster pack every time we attended Friday Night Magic as part of an entry fee we paid when we entered the store during the FNM hours. And I thought to myself the first week or two in that, you know, I might be able to build a better deck using cards that are available in these boosters, because I never really understood the idea of buying singles, which is definitely something I advocate now, given the odds of random chance you find booster packs, and the fact that you're going to want specific cards to work with specific synergies in your deck. But at the time, it didn't make sense. It was just one of those things where I thought, hey, maybe a booster pack will have some really great white card or some really great green card that I've never heard of and I can put in my deck. So the first couple of decks that I put together were 60 cards, and that's about it. There was really no synergy except for the color identity. I barely understood how to play the game. I remember the first real game I played when I was learning from the shop owner how to play. I didn't even attack once. I was too afraid to even attack because I didn't want to be hit on the crackback, and it was definitely something that I learned really quickly. And it's definitely something that I enjoy now, using combat damage as a tool to defeat your opponents. But at the time, I didn't really understand the whole synergy of it. It was not something that I'd really played with before, and I was just basically playing with 60 cards I threw together from a toolkit basically the day before. I didn't know anything about Magic, really. I just had 60 cards that kind of looked like maybe they might do something cool, you know? There was really no reason for them to be together, except that some were white cards, some were green cards, and had some forests and plains in there. I mean, honestly, there was really nothing in there that was all that good or all that interesting, and I was going up against a Welcome deck, one of the really great Welcome decks Wizards released in 2016, and I think it was a blue-black deck, as I recall, something like that. And I remember when the shop owner first talked to me, asked me if I had played the game before, I said no. Well, he asked, do you at least have 60 cards thrown together in a deck? I said, yeah, I've got something like that. Teach me how to play. And so I really enjoyed that format because it allowed me to learn how to play the game, but it didn't really overwhelm my mind with too many synergies. I didn't have to worry about strategy. It was just, hey, can I just try to learn using these cards that I have? I know it's not good. I hardly know how to play. And it was definitely something that I kind of miss nowadays. I'm a very avid Commander player. It's the only format I play now because I found that all the other formats really don't work for me. Standard's too expensive and also rotates. Modern is extremely expensive. Not really interested in Legacy because, again, it requires an innate understanding of all the cards from Magic's history. Vintage is extremely expensive. And I've just never really gotten into Pioneer or Pauper, although I did take a look at Pauper recently, but never acted upon it. But there's been kind of a hole in my life, and that was in just 60-card jank constructed, where there's really no theme. Basically, you're building your deck through booster packs, and you're just kind of throwing 60 cards together into a pile and kind of calling it a deck. That was the way I played as a kid when I was playing Pokemon, playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Is I had decks with, I guess, a little bit of synergy, but, you know, if I had a really cool holographic card or something, you know, a rare, I was a 7 or 8, of course I was going to throw a card in if it looked cool and it did something awesome. I remember I had a deck, like a fire-fighting deck in my first Pokemon deck, where it's just, hey, of course I can throw this base set holofoil Charizard in there. Holofoil Machamp in there, you know, they look really cool. They're going to do awesome things the one time I draw them every, you know, 10 games. But the fact is, I really still enjoyed playing those decks because even though they weren't good, they really, I really enjoyed what I got to do with them, which is just play the game. And I think that was the most important thing out there. So when I, coming back to the Friday Night Magic story, is I was able to just take 60 random cards that had nothing to do with each other except for color identity, and I was really just able to utilize those to be able to learn how to play Magic. And now that I look back on it, and now that I'm into Commander and I play 100 card singleton only, I kind of sometimes miss the innocence of the 60 card constructed with no real format, because it reminds me a lot of Commander, where you don't necessarily have to have a really good deck to be able to just have a good time playing Magic. And that's what I really like about the Game Nights box, especially, where you have five roughly balanced decks. You know, they're not great. You're not going to have powerful cards or powerful synergies in them, but, you know, you just get to play Magic. It's something that's intrigued me about the Explorers of Ixalan board game, and a whole bunch of other products. Again, I really enjoy the Welcome decks, even though I've picked most of them apart for parts for other decks by now, but I just really enjoy playing with super janky decks with no real synergies, because, again, it just reminds me of how I really fell in love with this game, and how I always looked forward to opening a booster pack every week at Friday Night Magic and seeing what cool thing I would get. Nowadays, I don't open very many booster packs because, again, I buy my singles at Guardian Games especially, or at least did before COVID occurred. And I don't really buy a whole lot of sealed product anymore because, again, I know exactly what I'm looking for, and I'm probably not going to find those cards in a booster pack without really spending a lot of money on it. But I do still really enjoy the concept of throwing 60 cards together and just being able to play a game with friends, because again, it's not really about the deck. Again, the decks could be totally, totally trashy, and this is something that's true in Commander too, but what really matters is the fact that you have a lot of fun with friends. And honestly, in the current COVID environment that we're dealing with and with all the crap that's going on in the world right now, Magic's really more about the gathering than about the card game itself. It's really about getting together with friends, having a good time. And I really had a lot of fun with 60 Card Constructed that honestly I'm not sure I would necessarily have in more competitive environments. I still had some pretty sick plays in my 60 Card Constructed deck. I still had some awesome things that happened. Sure, the deck sucked, but I had a lot of fun with it, and that's something that I don't really get in a lot of competitive environments when I've given those things a try. I went to a single Legacy tournament one time. I took just a regular 60 Card Constructed, I guess call it a deck, had a theme to it but no real synergy to it, and honestly ran into two of the exact same decks, you know, the ones with Teferi in them, so obviously overpowered to begin with, and red aggro deck. And it kind of came to me that night that, you know, maybe my 60 Card Constructed isn't meant to really be played at a store tournament. It's not really fun. I'm playing against the same kind of deck. I'm having zero fun, and I wasted a few dollars in my time. But when I got to go to my store for Standard Friday Night Magic, and I just got to play 60 Card Constructed with my friends, I realized that that was exactly what I wanted to get out of Magic the Gathering, and that's really what helped get me into Commander, was that social aspect. So in a way, 60 card jank constructed with no format really is what got me to fall in love with Commander as I have now. And I really have that first time I learned how to play Magic, those first booster packs, that, especially that Rafting the Legions toolkit. I really have all of them to thank for. Every now and then, I sometimes take a look at the random cards in my long box and I wonder, well, could I try to utilize these cards to build some sort of deck? You know, not a good one, but something that kind of resembled those first decks that I built, because Commander is one of those formats where you can really make a really crappy deck, but still have a whole lot of fun with it. So, I mean, even earlier today, I was kind of looking through my box. I have a Kalia card, the new one. Not the old one, definitely not the old overpowered one that's coming up in Double Masters, but the new one. Newer, I guess. And I was just trying to pile through the cards in my long box, looking for any angels I had, even commons, dragons in red, and then the demons in black. And I knew I had a whole bunch of really powerful cards, and that there'd be absolutely no synergy in there, because again, the long box is just full of chaff that it hasn't made it into any of my commander decks. So there's a whole bunch of really weird stuff in there. Again, none of it really overpowered. Some of it's good, but again, I'm not really going to have a great deck if most of my creatures are CMC 4 or higher. Especially in that kind of deck where you're going to kind of suffer on ramp. And I ended up putting those cards away back in the long box after a couple of minutes when I realized it just wasn't going to work, but it was tempting. I'm going to admit that it was tempting to just put that deck together. Again, it wouldn't even be competitive in a one-on-one environment like I'm doing in the new VEDH community. Yes, apparently that's a thing. Video EDH. And I know it wouldn't be competitive, but I was, for a few minutes, really tempted to build a deck around that just because I had the commander card, I had some angels, some dragons, you know, some demons that I haven't used in any of my other decks, and I was really thinking about just kind of throwing them together into a single pile and seeing what would happen. I'm a huge proponent of basically throwing ideas against a wall and seeing what sticks, and sometimes by doing this I run across a concept I really enjoy. Sometimes I build a commander deck out of a really janky card that frankly shouldn't be seeing play outside of 60 card constructed, but, you know, kind of gives me an idea of seeing, you know, something to build around that's a little different than the mainstream. So even though what I was working on today for about 5 to 10 minutes didn't come to fruition, it doesn't mean that I haven't had some influence from the 60 card constructed days with no theme towards helping me build better commander decks, because I come up with some sort of theme. I have a few janky cards that are in my long box, and then I'm able to start building around them, find the cards I need, and really be able to build some quality decks out of them. So 60 Card Constructed has definitely influenced, for the best, my commander decks, and has definitely helped me become a better commander player, because I'm not afraid to innovate, and I'm not afraid to try to find some unique cards that, while they're not the best pick for the deck, still make my decks really fun to play, and promote variants, which I'm all about in Commander and Magic. Now I want to turn it over to you, the listeners. What was your first Magic the Gathering deck like? was it basically 60 card constructed with no theme, no synergies, and no real point other than to play the game? Or did you get into a format right away that was much more synergistic, much more formatted, constructed? Please leave me a comment at my Twitter page at MTGInQuarantine, and check out my videos at YouTube, also at MTGInQuarantine. My podcast can also be found on a variety of providers, including Anchor FM and Spotify. And that about wraps it up. You've been listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast with your host, MJ. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and have a good one.